talk about live. I forgot that I had a little speech there. Forgive me, I'm David Allen Carmichael. Yes, as I said, it's Preservative Talk Radio. Shouldn't have to say that. I already said it. Having a good time today. Thank you. Oh, by the way, I'd like to apologize. I started my broadcast Wednesday, right smack in the middle of a tornado watch, and didn't mention a thing. Kept it to myself, a complete secret. How's that for community service? If you'd like to find out more, as I said, PreservativeTalkRadio.com would welcome your phone call. Toll free. I'm sponsoring the toll free phone number, 888-248. So there's three eights. Of course, you dial 1-1-888, lots of eights, 248-2046. If you could remember 248-2046, it'd be great, because then the eights are easy after that or before that. I have a couple of things that I found searching the news, trying to find something that's actually significant in the mainstream media. As I have told my broadcast audiences these years, what we normally see in the mainstream media, don't mean to be overly cynical, it's just have to admit it, is in-flight entertainment. Oh, and speaking of, I'll tell you about in-flight entertainment while our plane is in a nosedive. That's what it looks to me every time I check the mainstream media. So if you'd like to have a completely different discussion, give me a call, 888-248-2046. That reminded me, when I talked about in-flight entertainment, Hickson Flight Museum. I want to go to the Hickson Flight Museum. I do. I just went to, heard the advertisement, went to HicksonFlightMuseum.org, and they've got this really cool trainer there. And I'm going to have to talk to my son about this, because we've got my son in a aviation science class. It's an online class with the Potter's School. And it's great. It's a retired Air Force officer who's teaching the class, and he's really great with the teenagers. And it's neat. And what we're trying to do is get my 17-year-old. I've kind of gone to him and said, trying to figure out what the bent is for your children. See, there's a lot of things that come up here just because of this Hickson Flight Museum advertisement. But I'm trying to find out what the bent is for your children. That's what our role is, to prayerfully consider what our children ought to be doing. Do we just run them up the pipeline that everybody around us might expect of us to do? Well, we're in a post-Christian, post-American America. And I don't want them going down the path of destruction. What I'd like to do is push reset even on their hearts and minds and find out what is God's plan for them. Well, observing my son, he is the kind of guy who, if it takes dexterity, he can do it. It's amazing. We watch him out on a soccer field. You got all these guys who are have a little bit of wealth, and some guys who don't have so much wealth, but have been brought up in the club soccer groups. And my son has not been brought up in that, because there's just a certain atmosphere in the area we live where I didn't want them forming his character until now he's 17. It's his second season with this club soccer. And it's just amazing how, notwithstanding his mere homeschoolness, they stuck him playing center defense for 45 minutes or 40 minute halves, you know, the whole game, 80 minutes. And so he did very well, very gifted, just can do all kinds of things. And one thing I've noticed is he very well may have an aptitude to be a pilot. He's got an interest in it. So what I'm going to be doing with my son, now we've got a place that's close by here. I was just looking at the Hickson Flight Museum, is obviously far from where I am. But they've got a trainer, an old military trainer, and I guess they have, there's instances, it sounded like on the advertisement, you could actually get somebody up in the thing. So where there's a place nearby where they got a 1942 World War II era trainer. And I'm going to see if I haven't told my son this yet, but I'm going to see if he will do well and work hard if I can get him a familiarization flight to whet his appetite to, because it takes a lot of work to become a pilot. So that's what's going on. That's just a little anecdote about me and my life as I'm introducing myself to the Saudi Daisy area listenership. So you know a little bit more about me, David Allen Carmichael. Of course, you go to PreservativeTalkRadio.com. Do a search on my name on the internet. You get a lot of entertainment. But just encourage you to check out the Hickson Flight Museum. When I get a chance, I'm going to do it. So I was excited about that. So I kind of go through the stuff that's what is in the news. I do searches. I say Chattanooga search because that's the main area that you could probably have some news agency. So I saw something that we need to give some congratulations to the Saudi Daisy girls volleyball team. There's a big article. Go to chattanoogan.com, www.chattanoogan.com. You might want to type in a search if it just doesn't pop out at you. There's an article, Saudi Daisy shutout win impressive. So this is an article by John Hunt that came out yesterday. But obviously you got to go there to read the whole thing because they have their own business and they have their own article stuff. But Coach Lori Johnson watched a steady climb in the quality of play for her Saudi Daisy volleyball team because she wasn't very happy after losing decisively at Baylor on Monday. So they go into great detail. And the big thing is they were playing Hickson at their annual Pink Out match, which benefits breast cancer awareness. So those kind of things I'd like to celebrate as a soccer referee. There's a Garvey tournament that we do for free as referees. I guess we would get paid, but what happens is they take those fees that they give the referees and put that toward breast cancer research. So those things I'd like to celebrate when they're in the news, and especially if the Saudi Daisy girls volleyball team does well, that's something we can celebrate too. Bless your heart, Hickson. I know. I hear we're talking about Hickson. We're talking about Saudi Daisy. It's okay. We're all friends. We all get along. But I wanted to do that. That's why I did Sunday with some young adults. Played. Yes, I'm 50 years old, and I can still swat in spite of my being only under 5'9 with short legs. Yes, though I'm 50, I can still swat. Yes. So we did that Sunday. So I'm a fan of volleyball, a fan of soccer. I am a soccer referee, and that's what keeps me healthy and happy and all those things. In fact, I'm sitting here in my soccer referee uniform, having come back in my office just after reffing a soccer game across the street. All that to say, go to that chattanoogan.com. And the reason besides giving them a plug here, there was an editorial, and the number here is 888-248-2046. If you'd like to tell your own perspective of any of that volleyball game, if you witness it, please give us a call, 888-248-2046. But there's an article that came out on the Chattanoogan today that I want to talk about. It was interesting. So it says, let me just go to the top of this thing to see what it's called. And so again, I have to give the Chattanoogan plug because they're the ones I took this article. It's an editorial. It says the long history of redistribution of wealth, and there's four responses here. Redistribution of wealth. So if you want to look that up, it's redistribution of wealth. Having trouble with my English tongue, and it's on October 1st, 2012. There is considerable. Maybe I had to run out and get an energy drink. What's up? There is considerable argument today in the public concerning redistribution of wealth. Yes. In fact, maybe tomorrow we'll do this. I had an interview when we were broadcasting in Florida with a guy who was the candidate for the Socialist Party of America, the presidential candidate for 2008. He got a couple of tens of thousands of vote in the country. So there's a bunch of people that took note of that, that candidate. But I interviewed him in 2009. And he had some interesting things to say, but what I did is I challenged his thinking on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. In fact, in that interview, he celebrated Marx right alongside with Jesus. And what happened is I interviewed him, and we were talking, and just we're getting along good, but my idea is just to have him say what he thinks, and then kind of have him step back and give him some things that make him maybe recalculate some of his perspectives. Because I say, and I'm absolutely just convinced of it, that Marx, he was just absolutely depraved. He was actually so anti-Christ in his teaching. And in fact, if you read the Communist Manifesto, I encourage people to do that critically. I mean, he went into some pretty weird stuff. The ideas that the communists actually have, we're seeing the things being carried out in America today, and it is completely designed to undermine moral society. It's in its complete design. Well, so here's this guy. Nice guy. Nice guy. So I'll play him on another day. But he was really celebrating Mark's. And then right at the end of our interview, I talked to him probably for 45 minutes on the radio. And we had just seconds to go. And he says, "You know, David, Jesus was a socialist." And I said, "Stop. You can't do that. I'm just about to just say our parting words with a station identification and all those things." And he says, "Jesus is a socialist." So I had an interview on Thursday. It was the next day. It was Thursday with Ralph Carmichael, and he's a neat guy. I actually related to him. He's a really neat guy. And some of you may have remember him in Christian music and other things that he's done in the past. But on Friday, I came back and I talked about, was Jesus a socialist? And what I did, I went to the Socialist Party platform and I read right from their website. And then I took the things they said, and they sound good to itching ears. They're tasty trifles. In the end, they become very sour. What happened, well, what I did is I took the statements on the Socialist Party for president, whatever, Socialist Party candidate website, and I looked at it critically. I did it right on the air. I didn't even prep myself except to just get the thing available so that when we went on the air, I'd have something to read. So I started at the top and read it and examined it. And I said, uh-oh, hello, reality check here, folks. This is what this means practically in your life. So that was something that I did. So there's this discussion of redistribution of wealth. And I'm going to be reading from this article. It's an editorial that I found on chattanoogan.com. today, the long history of redistribution of wealth and some of the responses. What is communism? And what is this thing about redistribution of wealth and socialism and the progressivism? What is progressivism? Is progressivism, what is it progressing to? Is it just progressing mankind along on their evolutionary, you know, plan? Is that what it is? What is progressivism? And if somebody claims himself to be a progressive, does that have a meaning that goes beyond just what you would think is just without any education on the political concept of it? So we get kind of heady here, but it's very educational. I'm going to try to loosen up as I was evaluating my show from the last couple of days. I would say things and I'm going, oh, that was just sweet. That was so profound. How did that happen? And I thought, well, if you have profound statement after profound statement, there's a point where you can wear people out. So I'm going to try to loosen up a little bit today. But I'll just tell you this idea of communism, and there's going to be times where we'll actually educate people on it. It's really anti-Christ. As I was talking to Brian Moore, this candidate for the Socialist Party, I explained to him that what he was saying was anti-Christ in its very nature. And it goes completely contrary to the teachings of Jesus and what our role and responsibility is with our neighbor and what the government ought to be and what our responsibility is to maintain a certain type of government if indeed we love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. So I'm going to come back after the break, and we're going to actually go into the article. I've kind of set you up for it and give you the phone number again. Of course, dial 1-888. Get that out of your way. 248-2046. 248-2046. David Allen Carmichael, Preservative Talk Radio, on this Faith and Freedom Show. We'll be right back.